I feel like he's got a very high level search going on right now.
I got it. Big I got the answer.
1 pound helium.
You're listening to the Makey Words Podcast.
You're finding out 10 years late. What do you think about that?
It's the business model. It's the business model. And we just looked at each other. Horrified.
Okay, cool. Are we live? What's up?
Nothing much. Sauce, did you just get back, or
yeah,
have you been
I
back
got,
a few days?
Back I got back a couple hours ago.
Nice.
I was in Nashville for a second, just visiting, hanging out. And now it's 4:20.
Hey. Were you doing anything fun?
Just kind of visiting. Nothing in particular, just kind of there. So it was cool. It's so much different from when I was there last, which was 4 years ago. It's just crazy. It's so much more built up.
You just mean the specific area in Nashville that you were, or do you mean?
I get like the whole city and the surrounding areas is all built up. It's just crazy how much development has happened in the past 4 years. It's wild. Nashville.
anything specific spawn Nashville as a vacation destination, or just because you have friends and stuff there?
Girlfriend's never been there, so she wanted to see it, so we checked it out, you know.
Nice.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's not too bad. Yeah, I like Nashville a lot.
Do you feel like you're now seeing, because I remember, I want to say like 10 years ago or so, mm-hmm. I remember there being like this mass migration of musicians to Nashville, mm-hmm. of like non-country musicians. I just remember like a lot of people
yeah.
down there. And so yeah. I wondered if now are you seeing like the end of the gentrification of this last wave of gentrification, where now it's like all of these spots have been bought up, flipped, you know, like what used to be like a
right.
few apartments has been built into a high rise of condos or stuff like that. You feel like it's
yeah.
that kind of a thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
The gents won is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it is 4:20 here in California, and I had tacos and I bought a bunch of weed, and you know, I'm gonna smoke some. And
right.
you guys
you
gonna
do it right now?
It? Probably. Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna load up the bong, man, and just get like absolutely fucking wrecked.
I considered smoking with whoever would smoke on this.
Let me load up.
But...
Oh, my friend Juan posted a video today. I forgot that this was a thing, but he has a bass. I don't remember who makes it. Dunable or whatever that company's called. I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I forget
but
what they're. Dunable.
It's a pipe. The whole bit, like.
Oh,
anything can be.
But I mean, like, there's a carb in a hole that goes all the way through the top, and it was just a break in a song, and he lit it and just started like sucking on what looked like the like strap holder.
Joss, if we made you a Cave and Canary bass that was a pipe, would you hit it when legal? Would you hit
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Either way.
Like in between songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be fun.
Did we already look at that bass outfit? Like the bass suit?
The bass suit from the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
He had potentiometers on his arm.
Potentiometers on his arm?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
no. Potentiometers?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. I was thinking if we did drill like a hole in a bass for a pipe, you could line the hole with like a silicone tube maybe. So you can clean it, because otherwise it's just going to get all
oh,
nasty.
How do you get the tube back in? You're saying like a harder, maybe a nylon tube.
Maybe, yeah. I'm
try it out
here.
Try it out. Could you imagine going to John and being like, we need you to have like a quarter inch to maybe a half inch hole. And that hole's going to need to go about 40 inches down, straight down the headstock, down the body, down right out the back. We, yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not just like a little section. You're
no,
talking
no.
full scale.
The whole
full scale bong.
Yeah.
Yeah. the people have spoken, and they want their basses to actually be bongs. We're not a guitar company anymore. We're actually a bong company.
We're actually kind of transitioning from guitars into bongs. And so at the moment, we have guitar / bongs.
Yeah. It's a transition period. Oh, you can tell when Cave and Canary was still making guitars because their bongs looked a lot like guitars back then. Like 30 years in the future. Yeah, funny fact, they used to be a guitar company.
It's like the band that releases the song as a joke, and then like Sugar Ray. We would be the Sugar Ray of guitar companies.
What were they before? Were they like
would put out one bong. You make 1,000 beautiful guitars and no one buys them. And you put out one bong. Suddenly you make bongs. I wonder if Lily could be playing a soundtrack while we have these meetings. And if that would come through clear to all of us. If we could be playing the Space Age Bachelor Pad music just in the background while we talk.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds a little bit like
it was our Arrested Development
music to me.
For at least a couple tours, I think. Or at least one. Ball.
Yo, man, what if like every day was 420? That'd be crazy. I like those kind of conversations.
I love the face that Nick is frozen on right now. Oh, and he's back.
It looks like every day is 420, huh? Well, we did it, guys.
We did it.
We really did it.
Yep.
Are we done?
Yeah. Are we done? We might be.
That's it. 20 minutes. That's all you get today.
What do you think Max is doing right now?
Remember when we couldn't even get our audio to work? Remember when?
Oh my God! Yeah, every single week
episode, just don't remind about our problems while we were experiencing them.
I get it. Lily's better at this than me. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
That's not what that was. That's not what that was. Even though, yes, Lily is better than this, obviously, than all of us. Otherwise, she would have seen the same fate we all did while trying to host these, just giving up.
I think I'm gonna get one of those, not right away, it's not like a priority, but you know those little, I think they're called EULA basses? They're like little tiny basses, acoustic, and they have like rubber strings.
Is it smaller though? It's like a bass ukulele size almost?
Yeah.
Like maybe a little bit bigger?
But I'm just trying to remember, there was a name, not Ashdown, but anyways, those basses look awesome, and they sound really cool.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. It's amazing like that they actually sound as good as they do. You would think the intonation would be a nightmare, and it's not like great, but it's not nearly as bad as as it could be. But they're fun, you know. Yeah, every time I see one, I'm just like, these little fucking things. And I'm always so surprised at how good they actually sound. What the fuck is this piece of shit? And I'm like, oh yeah. And they make an electric version now too, which I imagine is really? Probably a little tighter. Yeah. Nice. It's like $300. Get out of there, you little piece of shit. Fuck you.
Who the fuck are you, huh?
So, yeah. So that might be the ultimate transition for me, I think, is what I'm trying to get at.
It would certainly be the lightest bass you owned, for sure.
Yeah, it'd be so easy to travel with.
Dude, you know what? I saw somebody do this for hiking, and I kind of feel like we should do this for you. But I saw somebody float their bag with a big balloon of helium. And I was wondering if we floated your bass with just the right size balloon. So it was basically zero pounds.
Yeah.
You just could walk around and kind of follow it. Could you imagine? Yeah. Let's float your bass.
That would have to be a huge balloon.
It doesn't need to accept all of the weight of the bass. It just needs to help you.
Yeah.
We should make a bass out of like something scary heavy. And then couple it with like a balloon and a free tank of helium.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to Google how much helium for 1 pound. And maybe it'll give me like how big the balloon would be, I guess. How big balloon? How much does it cost to fill one balloon with helium?
Balloon,
no, that's not it.
How big balloon? 1 pound.
How big balloon helium per pound? I'm surprised people haven't done this math already.
I would argue it's a fault in your Google terms mean? Rather than the internet.
I feel like he's got a very high level search going on right now.
How big balloon?
I got the answer.
1 pound helium.
Guys, you gotta love this. So for 1 pound of helium, you would need approximately 6 cubic feet, 6.1 cubic feet. Which
that's
is
not
like
much,
pretty,
but with
it's,
1 pound,
big.
It's not much. It's balloon.
But how much weight can 1 pound of helium suspend?
No, I mean, you would need 6 cubic feet of helium to suspend 1 pound.
Okay, but
so
wait,
it's a big balloon.
Getting from
but...
six, sure. But what is 6 cubic feet? Is what, like 3 by 2?
3 by 1 by 1.
So. Yeah,
it's a 3-dimensional cube.
I'm just
so
saying.
I would need probably like, well, it's like an 8 pound base. So I need,
what if
that?
You could get that down to 4 pounds? How much longer could you play is the question.
It says,
I can play as long as the instrument is light. So if the, in theory, if the bass had no weight, I could play forever.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I like Casey's idea of the bass being impossibly heavy, but suspended by a balloon. But that balloon has to the second of the set. So we just see, depending on what banter is like, how time gets stretched, just you like.
We gotta get done. This thing's going through the stage if it falls.
Shit.
And who knows what's below the stage. You would have to start. I mean, because what are you thinking about? You're saying impossibly heavy? Is that the terminology you use?
Yeah, happens when you make like an impossibly heavy bass and then you try and float it with an impossibly large balloon of helium? That's one of those immovable object, unstoppable force kind of questions.
How much would a bass typically weigh?
I would say a nice weight for a bass is 8 pounds. If it's heavier than that, it's not unusual, but it shouldn't be more than 9, because at that point, you're getting just a heavy bass.
Okay.
I'd love to see 7.
Let's see here.
How big balloon float 8 pounds?
Sorry, Nick, what are you saying?
Siri, how big a balloon float 8 pounds? It's a lot of math.
Max, you have entered at a fantastic time.
Helium balloons calculator.
There we go.
I was going to say it seems like it's about 27 and a half balloons to lift 1 pound.
We've standardized the unit of a balloon then.
304 standard balloons is what I'm looking at. Now, if we're looking at monster,
they are standard.
98 inch balloons. This says the balloon is too big for my needs. If we're talking about a jumbo, you would need.
Tell me what I need.
To reach an altitude of 10 feet, you would need 9 balloons that were each 36 inches filled with 3,500 liters of gas.
They have pointed out in the chat that we've sort of entered in an up situation.
Yeah, dude, actually, like, honestly, 200 balloons can't cost that much money and can't be that difficult, so it'd be funny as a gag to do at one show on tour. I don't know where we
can just have all of our instruments waiting suspended in space.
We walk out and cut the strings as we put them on.
An event that would be if we all
not
cut
sauce
it at the same
you...
time.
Keep your balloons, all right?
That's... One of us would have problems with their scissors and, like, release balloons 30 seconds late.
We
know who that
is. We'd have to play at, a big theater. It'd have to be, like, a Boston show or something.
A tall theater, if nothing
tall
else.
Tall theater, yeah.
Let's turn it like Kilby Court.
So all these fucking balloons everywhere.
The room, there would be, no one would be able to enter. It would be a room of balloons.
Anyway, so we could do this. Sure. Let's figure that out.
What if the base is the balloon?
Wow. I don't know how, you'd have to have a huge base.
Picture it like a base with a hump on its back, but the hump is an inflatable balloon. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
I do.
Like a goiter.
I know exactly what you mean. It's crazy looking.
Like a sack. Through it. But stuck instead of for it. Liquid, it's for gas.
Does anybody make a wearable like balloon suit that can levitate you?
Oh yeah.
Now we're talking.
Right?
Yeah.
Someone's got to make that. Sure.
As far as the amount of gas goes, let's just say a normal weight for a human being. What do we say?
160 pounds.
165, isn't that like average or something?
Yeah, or 145. I don't know.
So 165 pounds. Yeah. If I'm going on half of what I weigh, the normal size, it would take, let's say the monster 98 inch, the monster balloons.
That's what it's being termed. Balloons. That's only not you being hyperbolic. Balloons. That's how it's
described. Just buy bigger balloons.
Well, first of all, this is on Omni calculator. I'm guessing, I don't even know if this is real.
No, we're going to say it's real.
I don't know if there's any like peer-reviewed study that like gives a thumbs up or down to this balloon calculator I just found.
I have so many questions. Oh my God.
Hit me with them, man. I'm an expert.
Here, the first question, the question that spawned is the rest of the questions for me really is there a lighter gas than helium? And is it hydrogen?
And would I was that wondering be dangerous? That, and I don't know the answer. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be an easy Google search, right? Like how
I'm doing it right now. Hydrogen is another. It's even lighter than helium. Yes.
There we go. Okay, but it is dangerous.
Helium doesn't burn. Hydrogen does burn. So that's why it's not used in balloons because it will fucking explode.
I was going to say
use hydrogen
the Hindenburg
in the Zeppelin.
Yeah, the
Hindenburg. Fair point. Yes.
I think if we're careful, though, we can do it.
This is probably
it didn't work for them and they've gone down crashing in flames, but it might work for us.
I'm feeling 420 right now, by the way.
Are you
like,
oh yeah,
yeah, I'm nice. Starting to get super high. I'm realizing just sitting here, like
I forgot it was 420.
This is what always happens with you, isn't
it? It was cool when we were talking about helium balloons, but now I'm just too high. it's kicking in, you know?
What else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I mean, we could talk about anything.
This is a great match, by the way. A great match, these greens.
Oh yeah, saying. Sorry, this is one part related, one part it was going to be a segue. There are moments just because of the lights in the Act 3 performance that your pink guitar like ends up with like this blue sort of.
Yeah.
It looks like it shifts colors.
I love what we did. I can't wait to do another one. Like in
really?
That style. There's no. Yeah for sure. I would be like, let's just get another one done as soon as possible.
Do you think we would do one, 4 and 5, or would we switch to like Migrant or something?
I would like to do, and I don't mind spoiling it either, because it's just like, you know, the next thing that we would do, which makes sense because it's also like chronological, but I think that it would be fun to do the color spectrum in at least 3 different locations.
Yeah, orange, black, red would be cool in a punk rock kind of venue setting, you know, or not punk rock, but like you know,
like
just
a
like
fight
a
club.
No, in just like a band, you know.
What venue. If we do black, red, and orange, but we're surrounded by shirtless alpha males, and like
just make it like a Slipknot video,
and we're just slowly turning up the heat in whatever space that is, and in the middle of everything is a drain.
Like alpha males about? Like the Charlie,
I mean,
Tate guys,
dudes who are fucking jacked, who own their own business, you know, those kinds of dudes.
Yeah,
dudes who have a suit for every day of the week, We just are surrounded by red pillars everywhere, basically. That's what, that's what it would be.
I think it would. I think we would have to break it up in three different performances, but we'd also have to hire like editors and people to like do this all in series while we're filming the next one. You know, I don't know if doing 36 songs all in one shot is a smart idea. I mean, we did it before,
we shouldn't do that. I'm sure that you guys have been through hairier things than I have, but none of us have ever been through anything like, say, like a battle or a war. But the memory of the preparation for that concert,
oh yeah,
feels as close to like a boot camp directly into a battle as I can like triangulate. Like it was just so gung-ho and crazy. And I was warming up in my sleep. I was told
I remember
that
I
was
you
warming
saying that.
Up in my sleep. That shit is crazy. Like, shell shock.
Honestly, just thinking
shell
about
shock.
It sometimes of us rehearsing, like, there are, I don't remember how to play some of those songs at all. I don't even remember some of those songs at all. Going through the, I think, Casey, you had posted a thing asking what songs from the color spectrum they would want to hear on a tour or something. And I started going through and kind of collecting everything.
You're like, people are just making shit up. I don't know any of this.
There was one song in particular that it was like, I don't recall that. Like, what fucking song is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how we did that.
I forget like all of Blue. No, but I forget them because we don't play them. That was rough. The further we dive in and things like fractalize and crystallize, it's like, oh yeah, that shit was, it was kind of an awful time.
Yeah.
Not like between us, but the workload. It was, yeah.
But the getting through it, though, it was like, I don't know, fire.
Getting to the other side of it, for sure.
We were as a group, like, yeah, I don't know, forged in that fucking performance where for a while, remember how easy tours were for a little while?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh shit, we're done. Show's over already? No way.
We did a tour of like a 2.5 hour long set.
I know. Not that long after that. Like, and even that felt easy.
I just mentioned in the chat, too, I kind of forgot about this until I just was starting to search my mind. But our sound guy at the time quitting, like, days before the show.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
That's right. Dude. Oh, there's so many things I could say about what he said and the phone call I had with him. I won't do it because it's not fair. He's not here to defend himself. But, well... It was, but the one thing that did happen was he did literally quit like 2 days before. And by like the grace of Nick Day, right? He was
Manchester
doing sound for Manchester. I don't know if he still is or still does or what he does, but he was the like the best other mixer, front of house engineer that like I knew of for sure. And he showed up with fucking index cards.
Yeah.
With mix notes he wrote himself for every single song. He said that from the time he took the job until he showed up, he was like, the only thing he listened to was that music to make himself as familiar as possible with it. And then he showed up and like, he might have been stressed out, but he didn't.
No, he was like a pillar.
Give me
a
single moment of like, I just need a second or anything like that.
No, he just seemed excited.
Question. So excited and so hardworking and so smart.
Can we clear out like a section in the woods up by your studio and do green there?
You know, 100%.
Do more acoustic.
I wonder if we could tether your drums to the trees.
This is the time for these balloons.
Build like a little tree house and we're all in our own little tree stages, you know? Like an Ewok village?
Blue should be in like a Twin Peaks Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
That like the Fairmont Diner?
Up there for sure.
Actually, what if we did film it in like a diner or something like that?
With just genuine inconvenienced patrons just doing their thing, unhappy a band's playing.
That's what that music sounds like.
Thank you for every song. Thank you.
I do remember years and years ago you having the idea. No?
Well, I just don't spoil anything you know you shouldn't. How about that? If this is some years and years ago thing, I don't imagine it's a spoiler at all.
Well, now I'm nervous. But
like, can you send it to me in code? Can you text it to me?
It was the series of interviews ideas.
Oh right. Good idea, actually. Yeah, this is a perfect. Years and years ago, when it was like, what should our next record be? We were talking about like putting out a song in different genres, a bunch of different just single songs, and each of them is like preempted by a short, like a mini doc about the band we are at that point.
Yeah, so but it would be like we rediscovered
ourselves as like fucking hair metal. We all are very much hair metal people.
And dressed like yeah.
We put out.
I think that'd be fucking rad. Then, like a little 4 minute before it plays. Thing,
you know what would be better is we could do a version of that that still felt really cinematic, where it was like each of the members has maybe a couple different moments where they go off on some narrative that takes you from one setting to the other or something like that.
Someone in the chat said, and I kind of love this idea as well, is at
naked
at points in between, have one of us host it Twilight Zone style, like a black and white. I'm imagining a black and white description of a, you know, certain vibe for the next color.
Yes. If that was the devil's cabbage in what's his name? Rod Sterling. Is that his name?
Rod Stewart.
Host.
He's joking out.
The host of the Twilight Zone. Is it
Rod Serling?
Serling.
Yeah, Rod Sterling.
Serling.
Yes.
No T.
But a high version of that is such a good idea. If you had a show that was Twilight Zone, but it was just about things that people thought of when they were high, and the person who was introducing it was lighting up a joint, and they were like, what you're about to see is fucking insane. Like, and, like, that shit would be amazing. And then you just have like these trippy 5 to 10 minute little, I figured glue out for a different idea. Here we go.
Ooh,
okay.
Glue.
Oh, but so all of this, to backtrack a little bit, as I was referencing your mutating
guitar
color.
Is it called the high light zone?
Of course it is. Come on.
What? Oh my God.
It writes itself.
There's not enough time left to do this.
Did you guys see the second person lit himself on fire? That shit's crazy.
You mean second from yesterday?
No, second from like a month ago. I just never hear people lighting themselves
a
on
month
fire.
Ago?
So,
there was someone that
hip again?
I thought I remembered it was last year. But I could be.
There
totally
was
wrong.
Somebody who recently, I think it's called self-immolation.
Yes. Yeah.
For Palestine. That was somewhat recently. And then just yesterday, or was it outside of Trump's? Yeah. I don't know yet. Maybe you guys do. Like, was the reasoning, like, what side he was immolating on behalf of? Or was he?
I think it was Trump's. Or at least the things I read seemed to imply that, but that's, I don't know.
He left a note with like a web address, and I went to the web address, and it's just like writings about, it's basically writings about how democracy is like non-existent and everything's going to go to shit, but it was kind of like pretty loose and conspiracy.
Sounds a lot driven. Like you.
It's a lot like me. But it was clear the guy seemingly had some sort of, you know, mental issues that he had a lot of pieces, but he wasn't really putting them together correctly. And it really seemed paranoid. And obviously, if you're lighting yourself on fire, probably not all there.
I don't know. Anyway. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily about like whether you're crazy or not as much as whether you've become convinced of something that you can't be unconvinced of. I don't know if that's necessarily being crazy.
to light yourself on fire is like,
I know,
so
it's super, it's extreme. It's, yeah, I can't fight that. That's extreme.
Yeah.
That's well, really just going there. That's well, not yeah. like standing out there with a bullhorn. That is lighting yourself on fire. Yeah.
And that was, there were several articles I read after the guy did, because of Palestine, kind of referencing that, saying like, that's kind of the point, is this is such an awful way to do anything to yourself. Yeah. That like the act is meant to be such a strong demonstration for that reason, basically.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I just think like even if there is something that I'm like what the fuck, why won't people like wake up and like listen, the second I think about the way that you would just go when lighting yourself on fire is just like, no way. I mean, no. No way.
You know
dude.
What?
That's
but you
gotta be.
You know what's actually yeah. awful about it is you don't burn to death, you asphyxiate, you choke from lack of oxygen yeah. in the middle of a fireball.
It's like two of the worst things possible.
Yeah.
You
maybe
know,
you just don't believe hard
and
enough.
Burning.
You know what I'm saying?
That's here's what we'll,
I don't know if there's any data that we can claim or we can mm-hmm. find on how much regret. Or how different yeah. the physical yeah. feeling is from what yeah. you expected when you made the decision to burn yourself to death.
God. That's like the thing like, at this point in time. We don't have a lot of post-mortem data yeah. on emotions,
no.
you know?
No.
True.
No God, one's come back and been terrible. Like, honestly, I thought it would hurt, but not like that. Not like that.
Oh my God, dude. Seriously. Well, I mean, we do have...
We have what do we have?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I mean, there are people, you know, that are burn victims.
Yes, burn victims, people you know. Who didn't necessarily decide. Do we have, I guess there, how much testimony do we have from regretful self-immolators? That's my question. Type sure. that in ChatGPT.
Yeah. I kind of want
hey,
to.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah, not Siri's gonna prompt. Get to the bottom of this.
Siri, oh, that's dark. That's really dark. But I would imagine. Yeah. Yo, Siri.
Yeah,
how big balloon self-immolate?
How big hydrogen balloon?
How big hydrogen balloon? Whole Earth self-immolate.
Whole Earth.
Oh, man.
I'm glad
Earth.
We brought that around. That was great. That was a great time.
That image is great. I'm just picturing big, just a big fucking just, balloon.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Huge
yeah,
explosion.
Dude.
Massive
now,
explosion.
It can helium escape the atmosphere relatively easily? Because would that balloon end up like flattening out and just warping around the world with gravity? Or I mean, gravity has no effect on helium,
lighter?
Right? It would be floating right up into the sky.
I would think it would. To a certain point, because
I think
it's
no
a certain
reason
point.
To believe that.
So to self-immolate the Earth, we would need millions of balloons. We couldn't just make
or
one big balloon.
Huge balloon.
But if it was one huge balloon, it would just become like a second planet right next to us, right?
No, it would go around.
How would it go? Oh, you're saying it's like a big old sock, like
yeah.
a helium sock.
Yeah, we have to tie it off somehow, but yeah,
tie it off with the moon.
So helium will eventually escape the Earth's atmosphere.
Okay,
we're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we use helium for other than balloons?
You should own helium instead of gold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, its prices are...
Sauce, think about it. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know what we use helium for, though.
Like you and me, let's go halvesies on a few million, a few megatons of helium. What do you think?
Just kidding.
We hold on
huge
to them.
Tanks.
There's not going to be a birthday party in the world. It doesn't have to go through our helium.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we just buy stock in Total Helium?
No, we just have to buy the helium. Go to the source.
Okay. Before they do. Sounds like they got
before they do. That's our slogan, by the way. That's our company slogan. Before they do.
So apparently it is used a critical component in many fields, including scientific research, medical technology, high-tech manufacturing, space exploration, and national defense. And someone in the chat mentioned that it is used for MRIs.
MRIs?
Yep.
That can't be
true. Sounds like its best usage is as balloons to lift bases and things. So
yeah. Interesting that of its uses, none of them are really like relieving people of lifting things. Yeah. Not one.
Could be saving backs. Like,
not one. Time.
Wait a minute. Would it be more efficient space-wise to have our instruments lifted with helium balloons, or would it make more sense if we had heated, like maybe mini hot air balloons? You know, hot air balloons.
I think it's just about aesthetic at that point. It's just a matter of what we want to look like, you know.
I was just imagining that each of our instruments was wired up like the what's the surgery game?
Oh, well, Operation.
Like Operation, and if you made a mistake, it zapped you.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't go terrible.
Get one of those. Oh man,
it would be scary. It would be scary. I feel like it would start fine, and then there'd be like one zap, two zaps, and then it would devolve into just constant zapping.
Everyone's
and screams.
Just screaming and getting through the song.
Stop it! Stop it! None of us are playing.
Every mistake increases the. There's like an increase of pain for every mistake.
I can't take my hands off of it.
We get us to practice more, though. He showed up prepared for this tour. My God, day one, he was ready to go.
We didn't torture him during rehearsal, but
yeah.
His hand barely works, but he puts it through the ringer to get every single note. No zappers. No zappers, he always says. All right, no zappers.
No zappers this time, boys. All right. 2, 3, 4.
And we just looked at each other. Horrified.
They make you words.
They know. Like time has come. The algorithm knows.
The making words.
We have fun, okay? We have fun.